The ancient Egyptians possessed a profound belief in an afterlife that mirrored their earthly existence, leading to the establishment of a complex cult of the dead. This belief system drove elaborate preparations meant to ensure that the deceased would be fully equipped for their journey into the next world, where comfort, sustenance, and continuity of life were paramount. Preparation for the afterlife began well before death, as families made meticulous arrangements to secure a successful transition for their loved ones. The ancient Egyptians held that the afterlife was a continuation of life on earth. Therefore, they believed that the deceased would need all the comforts and necessities they enjoyed in their former lives. This conviction led to practices and customs that focused on ensuring that the deceased could thrive in the next realm. Central to these preparations were funerary rituals, which were carefully orchestrated to properly prepare both the body and soul for the journey to the afterlife. The process of mummification was paramount, involving the preservation of the body to prevent decay and ensure its readiness for resurrection. This involved the removal of internal organs, desiccation using natron, and wrapping the body in linen, a practice imbued with symbolic significance. One significant ceremony that accompanied mummification was the opening of the mouth ritual, conducted by priests. This ceremony aimed to restore the deceased's senses and enable them to eat, speak, and breathe in the afterlife. Additionally, funerary texts like the Book of the Dead were often placed in the tomb, containing spells, hymns, and guidance designed to assist the deceased in navigating the challenges of the afterlife. Objects such as amulets, jewelry, and other personal items were also included to provide comfort and protection during their journey. The final resting places of the deceased, known as tombs, were elaborate structures stocked with food, drink, clothing, and various daily necessities that the deceased would require in the afterlife. Wealthy individuals often built grand tombs, such as pyramids, filled with treasures, reflecting their status and ensuring a comfortable existence beyond death. Moreover, regular offerings were made at the tombs to sustain the deceased's ka, or life force. These offerings included food, drinks, and other items that provided for the ka, believed to traverse both the living and spiritual realms. It was essential for living family members to continue making these offerings, as the relationship between the living and the dead remained vital, with the offerings represented as expressions of love and respect. In summary, the cult of the dead in ancient Egypt reflected a deeply rooted belief in an afterlife that mirrored the experiences of life on earth. From meticulous preparations to elaborate funerary rituals, the ancient Egyptians ensured that their loved ones were equipped for a successful journey into the next world. The significance of tombs and the practice of offering sustenance underscore the profound connection between the living and the deceased, framing their beliefs and customs that resonate through history. This rich cultural practice highlights the importance of maintaining a relationship with those who have passed, reinforcing the notion that death was not an end, but rather a transition into another realm of existence.